course, Jesus was meek as a lamb and led to the slaughter, as Isaiah also said. And we see also from his behavior, even the centurion says, truly that this man was the Son of God. Because no one could endure the torments and the tortures that Jesus had endured without complaining. And we know, we don't hear all the words today, but we know he said seven words on the cross, all of forgiveness and love, right? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, right? He told the good thief, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise, and so on. So we just marvel at this. All this was foretold, and this sacrifice of Jesus, of his life. And Jeremiah alludes to this when he comments with his evildoers, the enemies said, let us put wood in his bread and cut him off from the land of the living, and let his name be remembered no more. Putting wood on his bread means to poison him, to destroy him. And in a way, also relates to the wood of the cross, on which Jesus was one with the wood of the cross, because he was a victim, a sacrifice. He gave up his life for us, for our sins. And we know that he didn't have to do it in this manner, but he chose to do the sacrifice of the cross, which was the most ignominious death anybody could ever endure. And he wanted to be reckoned, as the prophets say, to be reckoned among thieves, the lowest of men, in order to show us how much he loved him. In one commentary, one priest had said, indeed, in crucifixion, the Romans would often have to cut out the tongues of the victims because they would be swearing and cursing and screaming and yelling so loudly. So we see how Jesus is a contrast, uttering not a word. And of course, this is why the centurion could say, truly, this man was the Son of God. No one could endure these sufferings in the manner in which Christ endured them. So during these days of Holy Week, let us ask Our Lady, who stood at the foot of the cross, to help us to understand how much Jesus suffered for us. And let us remember that all his sufferings were done for love for us, so that we could be saved and the gates of heaven could be opened. And what he endured for us was so great, and what we have to endure for him is so little. And we certainly deserve a great deal for all of our sins. He didn't deserve anything. He was sinless. He took upon us, on himself, all of our sins. No one has ever done what Jesus has done. Greater love than this no man has, and he laid down his life for his friends. So let us unite with Our Lady and plead to the Father for our world and for the sinners of our times and of all times, because this is why Our Lady came to Fatima, to save souls. To save souls and to remind us how much we have offended God, because our sins have crucified our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you.